reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you, the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of the nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to the people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his body of apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First of all, welcome, you true and competent fans. I think I'll say tomorrow, out of the words of Deacon Joe, that on this Solemnity of the Epiphany, that we gave you gifts, the parish did, $50 a family, and it really didn't cost us very much. So, get it? Nobody's here. 50. Okay. Yeah. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are many lessons that we can learn on this solemnity of the Epiphany, this story of the Magi. When we look at it, we celebrate Christmas each year, obviously. We celebrate at Christmas a light shining in the darkness. When we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany, we are acknowledging a darkness present in the light. Now, not that darkness in the feast of this Epiphany overcomes the light, but in that story of the Epiphany, we have a very dark part of the Christmas story. Yes, we celebrate another revelation that's given to the Magi of the East. Yes, they're attracted by this star. And they're told by Herod that it's in Bethlehem to search for this newborn king and the effect that he would have on the world. It's that darkness of Herod destroying all those babies to get to our Lord, to get to that king that again threatens his kingship, being followers of Christ at a time, experiencing intense darkness, but a darkness that does not overcome the light, but a light that overcomes the darkness. It's a darkness of tragedy, a darkness of persecution. It's a darkness for fear of our Blessed Mother. When through that other Epiphany on February 2nd, the presentation of our Lord, that prophecy of Simeon is foretold that a sword will pierce her heart. It's a darkness of fear that the apostles had during that time of suffering and persecution of our Lord. It's a sorrow of them experiencing as they hear of his death on a cross. Yes, that in that darkness, there's a light that's experienced by the early followers of Christ. It's in that darkness that, yes, there is a resurrection. So in this solemnity that we celebrate of the Epiphany, let us be focused on that light. That light that cuts through the darkness. And let us rejoice in that light that shines through the darkness. And let's feel that effect that our Lord Jesus has on our world, on our country, in our parish, in our very hearts, and on all of us who call ourselves his followers, that regardless of what darkness we may experience in this world, in our lives, that we keep our eyes focused on that light. Again, that light that cuts through darkness. It's a light that reveals to us this child born in a manger, who grew up to be the man who died on the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life for the world to come. Amen.
Gathered here, we share a living tradition, a glorious promise, for the light of Christ continues to shine for all peoples. We pray for men and women of all languages, races, and cultures, offering them up to our Heavenly Father.
For the Holy Catholic Church, that she may welcome all who seek peace and truth in her fold, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the nations of a world in darkness, that their leaders may be drawn to the dawning brightness of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a spirit of humble worship in our own lives, that we may adore Jesus in the Eucharist with the devotion of the Magi who brought gifts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick, dying, imprisoned, and lonely, may the God of compassion bring relief and healing to them and blessings upon those who care for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to abortion and the death penalty, that we may instead cultivate a greater awareness of the precious gift of life and work to protect it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our men, women, and children who are preparing for the reception of the sacraments, may we keep them in constant prayer and share our faith with them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who struggle with addictions to alcohol, drugs, promiscuity, electronics, and social media, may Almighty God break all the chains that bind them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died in the peace of Christ, and for the special intention of this Mass, the parishioners of St. Robert Bellarmine and their intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son is light from light, your glowing sign to all nations. As we pray for the peoples of your world, help us to strengthen the bonds of unity and peace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.